60-year-old Cindy Harvey of West Yarmouth is trying to fill her days gardening, watching news, and walking her two dogs.
I'm alone here except for my other little heartbeats, my animals.
Her husband and partner of 25 years died suddenly in December. Ever since, she's been struggling with depression. For the last few weeks, she's been turning TVs in her kitchen, living room, and bedroom to the same channel and raising the volume.
I'm never in a silent house. Let's put it that way. I don't like the silence that much.
Before social distancing, Harvey would get a glass of wine twice a week with a group of friends. She said that was helping her work through the grief.
The isolation has just made compounded the depression, I guess you could say.
Barnstable County has the highest population of elders in the state, with many, like Harvey, who find themselves alone in the middle of a pandemic. Many have lost spouses, friends, maybe moved recently to new homes with unknown neighbors. And the COVID crisis has intensified the loneliness seniors face.
Loneliness acts as a fertilizer for other diseases.
That's Karen Ellery Jones, assistant director of the Samaritans on Cape Cod and the Islands. She's quoting Steve Cole, a researcher with the National Institute on Aging. Both professionals reference studies that show seniors without a support system have a decreased quality of life and are more likely to die sooner.
We know that if someone is isolated, they have an increased risk for, you know, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, heart attacks, depression and dementia, malnutrition as well. So it is a huge, huge problem.
Recognizing the need, councils on aging across the region have doubled down on programs to reach at-risk seniors. At the Barnstable County Senior Center, for example, groups of five trade off calling one person each week. The local Samaritans chapter also runs a free and confidential senior outreach program. Ellery Jones says she's helped connect around 70 seniors with volunteers.
Our Samaritan volunteers, you know, call them once a week just to check in and, you know, say, hey, how's your week going? You know, how are you feeling?
And some seniors facing social isolation are finding new ways to carry forward important connections. Denise Backus, who's in her 80s, has lived in Falmouth for over 50 years. And until the virus upended it, she had an extraordinarily busy social life.
My life before this was I do Tai Chi three mornings a week down in Woodfold.
I belong to a book group.
7 in the morning.
I started taking piano lessons at 70.
After retiring as a therapist 7 years ago, she said she wanted one day a week to stay on her property and not get in her car. That hadn't happened until last month.
It seems very busy, and in some ways, I was ready for a break.
Of course, this wasn't what she was hoping for. So just a few weeks into her newfound quiet time, she started using technology to recreate an old routine, seeing friends most mornings at the local bakery.
Well, my introduction to Zoom was that the early morning people who went to Pie in the Sky started Zooming an early morning tea time.
Now, each day at 7 a.m., she logs onto the video chatting platform and shares local news and laughs with more than a dozen familiar faces.
So that's been great, and everybody liked it so much that now we do it later in the afternoon at drink time.
But even with these improvised social connections, the physical isolation can be trying.
I miss the hugs. That's one thing I really miss. So those of us who can't hug, you know, will make these hugging gestures. Hug, hug, we'll say before we separate.
Everyone's looking forward to when hug, hug isn't what we say, but what we do. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.